We are back on EA Radio down here at the Air Show Center, which is called the Air Operations Area, I suppose we would say. And we have right south of us, Vintage. Just north of us is the taxiway into Boeing Square. So this is truly where it all happens. We have your air show coordinators. Really quick, Doreen, what happens up on that stand that people see these guys in these multicolored shirts sitting on during the air show?
That's where the FAA or the air bosses sit to make sure the show runs smoothly and safely. They release everybody and bring everybody in for their individual act. They have constant communication with them. They're really a great team we have there.
Yep, so I noticed a bunch of multicolored shirts up there that every person on the stand has a different job, right?
That's correct.
And what do they typically do? There's the air boss is one, and then you have a pink shirt air traffic controller at all times, correct? And then what do the other gentlemen do that are up there in support?
They will be monitoring anything that's going on in the different areas of this airfield. You know, Oshkosh grows quite extensively during this week. We have a lot of operations on the east-west runway. We even still have some arrivals sometime during the show, depending on who's flying.
Right, some VIPs or what have you.
A lot of logistics.
And the helicopters are all flying still. And
Tri-motor.
Pioneer Airfield doing their thing. So, yeah. So those logistics, they work out with the air boss and coordinate how the airplanes are going to come to show center.
That's correct. And this year has been an interesting adventure for all of us because of the mass arrivals of the different, like the Air Coupe and the T-6 and the Bonanzas and the Cherokees. This week has been a real big addition and another logistical fun job to do. And then yesterday, of course, the Warbirds, which really added a lot to the show.
Yeah, it's great. Wonderful to watch. And, of course, one of the favorite things of the spectators, as well as the air show, is all that hub and activity going on here. So we've talked about that. Now let's talk to Jeff Bourbon. Jeff, hi. I don't know what your family heritage is, but I can tell you that bourbon is one of my favorite cocktails.
Wrong spelling.
I can hope. I mean, you didn't bring any bourbon with you, did you?
No, we don't have any bourbon.
Okay.
But whiskey is a fun thing for sure.
Yeah, Jeff Bourbon, where are you from?
Well, I grew up in the Minneapolis area, then I went to school in North Dakota, and now I currently live in Phoenix, Arizona. I got tired of being cold.
Were you a UND boy?
Yes, sir.
Did you go through the UND aerobatic program?
I did. In fact, I flew my first 10 hours of aerobatics at the program there in the Cap 10B. It was really exciting, and there's a Cap 10 over here at the IAC Pavilion that a friend of mine just finished a restoration job on. It's beautiful.
And who's that?
Del Collar, and nice. The airplane is painted the French Connection paint scheme.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Really fitting sitting over there in the IAC Pavilion. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's interesting. My first aerobatic ride with Charlie Hillard, and later my husband, was in a Cap 10.
Is that right?
Yes, it was.
It's such a beautiful airplane. I remember that airplane as a first experience. Of course, I'll never forget, but it's just such a nice, smooth airplane. It's so responsive for a wood airplane, for one, but it's a beautiful airplane. I hope to get into this one and do a little bit more flying. I haven't been in a Cap 10 since 1990.
Wow. I have a feeling you're going to be able to work that out somehow.
I think so.
I actually, last year we were doing this show on the fly up at the IAC Pavilion, and I talked to a fellow named Cameron Jaxheimer, who's flying in the UND program now.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I saw their red Super D sitting over there.
Yeah, nice. Good program. You could probably say nothing adverse about that program, I'm guessing.
That's right. I mean, I've been back there recently as a guest speaker at their SAMA conference, and it was really cool to see UND. I hadn't been there since the 90s, early 90s, so to go back and see all the same people that were still my instructors and professors here at the program, it's second to none, for sure.
I'm sure really they were excited to see you, too.
They were.
Considering where you've gone.
That's true, and you know, the first time I flew the show in 2011 with my airplane, the X-330SC, and you know, UND was a huge supporter of me being here, and all the people from UND, you know, came over right after I finished my flight, and it was really exciting to see the whole UND family coming out there to watch me fly. It was great.
So now, what about this year? Tell us about this exciting act
year,
you have going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, this thing is wild. This is the Jack Lynx Jet Waco. it's such an honor when you really think about where I am and the airplane that we're flying out here. This thing was put together by John Klatt. Del Collar, the guy I mentioned earlier, was involved with team management as far as the building of this airplane. It's a one-of-a-kind, as you know, jet Waco. It's a 1929 taper wing Waco with a Lear 24 motor strapped under the fuselage of the airplane. So back to it being an honor, you know, Jimmy Franklin first introduced the jet Waco to the airshow industries back in the late 90s, and I saw him fly here many times, and he is a hero of mine, no doubt. And I was just telling a guy, I said, you know, I'm here at Oshkosh flying a jet Waco. Somebody pinch me. Is this yeah. for real? I'm just Jeff, and I'm here flying a jet Waco at Oshkosh. It's such an honor, and the airplane, I mean, it speaks for itself. I mean, it's a jet Waco. When you see out here today at 4:48, I'm going to fly this thing, first show at Oshkosh for the Jack Lynx jet Waco, and it's beautiful. We're going to take off. Right, the first thing I do, pull the vertical, do a slow roll up to 3,000 feet. And
wow.
Everyone here, it will get their attention. Yeah. It will. It's an attention-getting airplane, and it's such a play on your senses. It's like, what? Where's the jet? Where's the formation act? They see a biplane. They start looking around for the jet aircraft, going, this will be interesting. Until they realize, wait a minute, there's a jet engine on there, biplane from the 1920s. It's cool.
I'm sure the announcers will have a good time with it too.
Yeah. Tim Jarvis will be announcing for us, and Danny, he loves it.
Oh, Danny. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just
Danny
walked by
it
a minute ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting stuff.
I think Jeff has something he could share with us also in regard to the competition coming up, the World Contest.
That's right. Thanks, Dorian. Yeah, I'm a one of 9 members of the U.S. Unlimited Aerobatic Team, and we're going to be flying at the World Aerobatic Championships in Châteauroux, France, coming up starting August 19th. In fact, right when I finish the air show here on next Tuesday, I will fly over to Paris, and my airplane is on a boat right now floating across the Atlantic, and we will meet the airplanes over there. 5 of us are taking airplanes.
Which 5 of you?
Well, Goody Thomas, a teammate, is taking his extra 330 SE, and it's in the same container as my airplane. Melissa Pemberton, her airplane's already in Europe. Brett Hunter is taking his airplane. It's floating across as well. And then Rob Holland, of course, right after the show here, his airplane will be disassembled and air freighted over in time to be at our training camp with Coco, the former French world champion and 23-year coach of the French aerobatic team, is now the coach for the U.S. Unlimited Aerobatic Team. We're really proud to have him as a part of our team, and he's helped us a great deal this year, just kind of putting those final last touches onto our team, which I think since 1988, we have the best chance of winning a gold medal this year. And so I'd like everyone to, you know, check out the website so that they can follow along with the blog and see how we're doing over there this year at the World Championships. It starts August 19th through the 29th of August, and we're really excited to go win a gold medal.
Almost exactly a month from right now.
It is,
you'll be in the throes of it.
We will. I leave on Tuesday. It's going to be so exciting. We got a week of training with Coco right at the beginning of August. And then my wife Maria, she's going to go to Paris. We're going to take a week. I'm going to spoil it a little bit for a week in Paris, and then she can go home. And then we get right down to it. You know, we get into battle starting about the 17th, and we really get our focus on to take on the world.
That's awesome, and that has always been something that, is there a way other than the website, and what is the website, by the way, for our listeners?
usunlimitedaerobaticteam.com. They can go see us on there. And also you can go to the IAC.com, the International Aerobatic Club, is a supporter of the Unlimited Team, and you can find all the information on that website as well.
Because I know it's been telecast in years past on a variety of channels, and maybe there you can get information where you could actually watch the competition on TV.
You know, the competition's not quite like an air show. So, yeah, it's kind of rare to see competition stuff being broadcast, but you will see some of it live. In fact, they've already advertised that they're going to be shooting. You can watch the World Aerobatic Competition website. I don't know what it is. I think it's WAG2015.com. You can go on there, and they're going to have actually live broadcasts,
some
in cockpit.
Yeah.
live streaming of the competition as it's happening, which could be really exciting.
That is very cool.
Thank you. You know, you're very smart taking care of Maria over there.
That's right. Yeah, no, she will appreciate that. You know, that way it's, you know, she gets to experience some of the France part of it with me, but then she can go home, and then I know that she's been satisfied. She's getting a little bit of a vacation out of it, and then she's really good at letting me concentrate when I need to. And as you know, I mean, you get over there and it's got to be full concentration. There's no room for any distractions at all. So
now Charlie won the World Aerobatic Contest in 1972.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure did.
So this would really be great for you guys to capture that title.
It would be, you know, since 1988 was the last time that the U.S. won a gold medal. Mm-hmm. And since that time, I've been so wanting to win a gold medal. That's been my goal for so long. And I truly feel that this is really our best chance we've had since then. We've got a great aerobatic team, and everyone's working so hard together with our coach Coco, and Mike Stevenson's our manager for the team. And you know, we've got a great operation going. So
is there a way that we could support the team?
Absolutely.
All of us here at EAA
let's go to iac.org at IAC International Aerobatic Club. Let's go to the website.
Okay.
And there's a link right there. It's a PayPal. It's super easy.
Wonderful.
We can raise some money for the team. I mean, it's not cheap. You know, to send an airplane over there, even by ship freight, it's well over $20,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
yeah.
And that's
a big number.
And we're self-supported. You know, this is, we don't have a big government sponsorship like the French team. You know, they're all military-sponsored and government-sponsored, and, you know, they get the best of the best of everything. And we're all self-funded on the U.S. aerobatic team here in the U.S., which isn't a bad thing. I'm happy because it's my passion. It's what I love to do, is the competition, even though flying big jet wackos at Oshkosh isn't so bad either.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here.
Sorry, and Jeff, yeah, thank
in
you.
The performer's tent today for On the Fly. I'm sure our listeners were very motivated by that interview today with you. And good
thanks,
luck
Jeff.
In your first Wacko jet show today.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Jay Bachi, we're on the fly. We're down at the Airshow Performers Tent. Looking forward to a fantastic air show all week long here at Oshkosh. And Doreen, we're going to take a break and come back and talk to a few more performers here
Thank
in just
you.
A minute. You're listening to EAA Radio.